Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media, the king of tweets.
Well, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. Very excited about having Terry Barber back on the show. Terry is a speaker, a corporate trainer. He focuses on the inspirational. He's the founder of Inspiration Boulevard LLC, and he's a member of our Brain Trust and our good friend Terry Barber. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. What a great privilege to be back on.
It's good to have you back. He's also got his own radio program that he does, and that's Terry. Tell us how we can find you guys online.
Hey, that would be great. Thanks for the opportunity. It's you can actually go to what is called GI, which is Global Institute, GIinspiration.com, and there's a button on there to be able to find out everything that we're doing in the world of inspiration, including our show that comes on Wednesdays. It's also archived in podcast.
All right.
Called Inspiration at Work.
Check that out. Hey, Terry, one of the things that you've been talking about and working on quite a bit lately is something you call the social customer. Now, that's a term we don't hear much. And in fact, most people have never heard those two words put together. Tell us what a social customer is.
Yeah, let me give it a little bit of context. You know, for so long, we were, especially in the world of marketing and advertising, there was paid advertising. Everybody's pretty clear about exactly what that is, even online.
Right.
Still continues to be a very popular, though not necessarily very successful, means of reaching the customer. Then there was earned media, which is whereby you could create great research, find kinds of activities, good causes to rally your brand around and create some buzz that would capture attention and people would come and seek you out.
Like cause marketing type of stuff?
That sort of thing that would just help people understand a little bit more about the opportunity to get involved with you. And it's not advertising that's paid for,
right,
but it's something that people just print about you. It's good PR.
Right, it's PR, and it's about values more than product, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But then the third form, which is where the social customer comes into play, is what we refer to as owned media. This is actually where the brand itself is creating meaningful and relevant content in and around its communities and gathering its communities around a particular influencer or community manager.
Right.
And then engaging that community into the brand who ultimately end up being able to provide all kinds of incredible feedback, not the least of which is becoming a buyer of the product that's
right,
valued at 2.5 times more than the typical customer.
Now, my audience knows all about community because I've been talking about community for a long time. In fact, Terry, as you may know, I prefer community, building customer communities over social media, over the term social media. So in business, to me, I think you're right on the money because in business, what we need to be doing, what makes more sense to us is building customer communities, not social media. But I agree with you, using the term social customer is a handier way. And in the vernacular, it makes a lot more sense to say it that way.
But and look, ultimately, it's still all about people.
Yep.
And I think if there's any one thing that's been a real detractor regarding social media is that it comes across as being something that's the latest fad, it's new, it's shiny,
right,
and everybody's trying to get on and trying to find out what to do with it. But the reality is, if we would approach it, no matter how much technology background you may have or not have, but approach it not from B2B or B2C, but what we refer to as P2P,
right,
person to person, then social media works. It's just about connecting with with people in a relationship, in a relational fashion.
And you said, you know, it's not, it doesn't have to be about B2B or whatever. And I also, and I actually also say, it's not necessarily about Twitter or Facebook. You know, those are just the platforms of the day. They're the fruit of the month, so to speak, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, well said, because you never know exactly when that's going to begin to fade out. But the relationship piece of it will never fade out.
There you go.
If you keep your eye on the relationship piece, then you will always remain relevant.
Exactly. Absolutely. Perfectly. Not just well said, Terry, but perfectly said. Folks, you know, we've talked about this. You're hearing Terry talk about this. Maybe you're starting to get, you know, you're starting to appreciate the fact that, that this is the way it is. And this is how you're going to be. This is a great part about a way, I should say, that you're going to be doing business going forward in the second decade of the 21st century. When we come back, I'm going to get Terry to talk to us about how to execute some of this with this social customer. It's 20 till the hour. I'm on the wrong side of the clock. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.